A Colorado sheriff is filing charges against Balloon Boy's dad. The APA loses a round in its fight to block Americans' joint business agreement. And Vans announces another milestone. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, October 19th, 2009. Due to unfortunate airline logistics, I am not in Orlando this week, but much of our team is, and there's big news coming later today at NBAA 2009 for owners of business jets with behind-the-times cockpits. Check aero-news.net after 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'll have some more details here for you tomorrow. What a difference a weekend makes. On Friday, those who suggested Thursday's Balloon Boy case was a hoax were considered heartless cynics. Today, they're looked on as keen judges of character. Sheriff Jim Alderton of Larimer County, Colorado, told the media last week the case was not a hoax and that no charges would be filed. He announced yesterday afternoon that after further investigation, including a return to the home of the Richard Heaney family to conduct additional interviews, that status has changed. Market Watch reports Alderton announced yesterday that charges are likely to include conspiracy, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and filing a false report. There's also the matter of the hassle the stunt caused air traffic controllers, and Alderton is reportedly coordinating with the FAA on federal charges. There could also be civil penalties. TMZ is reporting that the field in which the balloon landed was a family's wheat crop. Doug and Joanna Abbott told the gossip site they won't be able to harvest another saleable crop for 2 years due to the damage caused by the fleet of emergency vehicles. And then there's the Colorado Army National Guard helicopters. Captain Troy Brown tells the Associated Press the OH-58 Kiowa was in the air about an hour at $700 per, and the UH-60 Blackhawk logged 3 hours at $4,600 per hour. It's not clear whether the Guard is grateful for the realistic drill or likely to seek redress. Interestingly, there were several ongoing discussions on internet forums Thursday afternoon in which ordinary people watching the drama unfold did the math and found that a balloon that size couldn't hold enough helium to lift young Falcon Keeney. Apparently, nobody in an official capacity was up to tackling that math. It also makes you wonder if the balloon's builder knew what his own creation would lift when he told authorities he thought his son was inside. The Allied Pilots Association would really like to block American Airlines from a proposed joint business agreement with British Airways and Iberia. It has a little less to work with now that an independent arbitrator has ruled the proposal would not violate the airline's agreement with the union. The airline has issued a statement promoting the view that because it would improve Americans' ability to compete, the proposal is in the best interests of both consumers and the pilots, and that the union's opposition is inconsistent with its own stated goals. American says it looks forward to DOT approval. In a Friday press release, APA President Captain Lloyd Hill insists, quote, APA believes that, if approved, this virtual merger would have a dramatic impact on hardworking Americans. When companies cooperate and consolidate as part of a global airline alliance, some jobs are bound to become redundant. Our government is spending billions of dollars on economic stimulus, but at the same time, advocating business practices and partnerships that outsource American jobs. It's time to put a stop to the bleeding, unquote. As of our deadline, the union had posted no specific comment on the arbitrator's finding. If the announcement of landmarks becomes routine, are they still landmarks? Vans Aircraft has announced the shipment of the 1,000th RV-10 kit. The 10 is the largest in the famous kit plane series. It's a four-place, six-cylinder, high-performance cross-country wonder that outperforms some factory-built aircraft costing multiples of its price. With 1,000 kits now shipped, 206 RV-10s are known to have been completed and flown. Across Vans' full model line, a total of 6,340 RVs are flying in 30 countries. Up next on ANN, the General Aviation Jobs Act lands in the U.S. House. Volcaria Airport gets backup from the state in its NIMBY battle. And Sikorsky's X2 posts 106 knots on its way to 250. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 19th. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Congressman Todd Tiert, a Kansas Republican best known recently in aviation for his transparent rooting for Boeing in the KCX tanker war, Thursday introduced the General Aviation Jobs Act. The bill would extend the current bonus depreciation allowance for another 2 years and shorten the recovery period for non-commercial aircraft property from 5 to 3 years. It'll come as no big surprise the General Aviation Manufacturers Association is supporting the bill. The congressman notes, quote, "With the aviation sector taking such a hard hit in recent months in South Central Kansas, Congress should pass this market-driven approach to stimulate our economy in Kansas," unquote. GAMA President Pete Bunce commented, quote, "During this time of economic challenges for general aviation manufacturers and suppliers, GAMA appreciates Congressman Tiert's leadership in introducing tax legislation that will boost general aviation sales. This legislation will help bring back our workforce by re-energizing production lines in Kansas and throughout the country," unquote. It isn't anywhere near being law yet, and the current accelerated depreciation provision expires at the end of this calendar year, so plan accordingly. Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum has weighed in with the state's legal opinion in the case of the Valkaria Airport, where NIMBYs have convinced the Grant Valkaria City Council that a zoning ordinance could be used to limit flight instruction at the airport in the name of reducing noise. The airport is owned by Brevard County, but located within the boundaries of the city. McCollum says the state statute is clear, quote, "Any project owned or operated by such county and lying within the boundaries of a municipality shall be under the exclusive jurisdiction of the county and shall be without the jurisdiction of said municipality. The clear language of the statute removes any such project from the jurisdiction of the municipality in which it may lie and places exclusive jurisdiction for the project with the county," unquote. He also notes, quote, "Valkaria Airport is a public-use, federally obligated airport," unquote. The city has also had previous attempts to pinch flight training nixed by the FAA. Sikorsky has its X2 technology demonstrator in Florida now after initial testing in upstate New York and is pushing toward breaking the rotorcraft speed record with a 250-knot documented flight. The compound coaxial helicopter is designed to demonstrate a suite of technologies the company claims will allow high-speed flight while preserving good helicopter manners at low speed. Sikorsky says its craft, which made its first flight in Horseheads using only its main rotors, has now flown with its pusher prop contributing and was recently flown at 106 knots at West Palm Beach. Jim Cagdis, program manager of Sikorsky Advanced Programs, explains, quote, "The current phase of testing is aiming to take us from 40 to 120 knots, and this latest flight signifies steady progress," unquote. Still ahead, FlightAware is now available on your iPhone. Republic is getting more E-jets from U.S. Airways. And if we can't stop presidential TFRs, maybe we can at least get paid. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, October 19th. I'm Paul Plack. If you count on the FlightAware online tracking service to keep you on top of when that important visitor's flight is due to land, you have plenty of company. FlightAware claims 2 million users a month. Now, there's an app for that. I know, slap me when you get sick of hearing that phrase, right? FlightAware for the Apple iPhone and iPod Touch is available for free download from the Apple App Store. Included is a full-screen tracking map that includes aircraft position, speed, altitude, and next-rad weather. Any commercial airline flight or GA business flight on an IFR flight plan can be tracked, with aircraft searchable by airline name, flight number, origin and destination, or aircraft registration. Republic Airways Holdings has announced it will acquire 10 Embraer 190AR jets from U.S. Airways. Republic will apply the full balance of its $35 million loan from U.S. Airways toward the purchase of the aircraft and assume the remaining debt on them. Four of the 99-seat jets are expected to enter service in November and December, replacing Boeing 717s that are being removed from service at Republic's Midwest Airlines. The remaining six are expected to enter service during the first half of next year. Republic's subsidiaries will operate the largest fleet of E-jet aircraft in the world, with a total of 145. That includes 15 E-190s. Republic Airways Holdings is based in Indianapolis, Indiana. Its airlines currently employ over 11,000 people and operate a total of 294 aircraft. In honor of Zero Gravity Corporation's fifth anniversary of offering weightless flights, the company is deeply discounting slots on its next scheduled flight. Zero-G is the only FAA-approved provider of commercial weightless flights and will host its exclusive weightless experience on Saturday, October 31st from Fort Lauderdale International Airport in Florida. Zero-G flies a specially modified Boeing 727-200 in parabolic maneuvers to provide several short periods of weightlessness during each flight. You can find out more at www.gozerog.com. That's go, zero spelled out Z-E-R-O, the letter G.com. And finally today, he probably won't get paid, but you have to admire the invoice. Jim Gray has sent a bill to the White House and the Democratic National Committee in the amount of $2,565, representing the business which has been lost at his Oakland Flyers flight school during a campaign fundraising visit by President Obama. The visit Thursday night brought a TFR to the Bay Area of California from 5 p.m. till 10 a.m. Friday. That meant that Gray's fleet sat parked, students had to have their lessons canceled, and both the flight school and the instructors lost money. Gray comments, quote, "If it was for something related to global affairs, I'd have no problem with it. But if it's just for fundraising, kind of do it on somebody else's dime," unquote. He shared his letter on ABC7 TV. It says in part, quote, "In keeping with the spirit of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, we feel that this loss of revenue should not go unmitigated. We appreciate your timely acknowledgement and payment," unquote. You know, if we're going to hand out $1 trillion in bailouts, maybe we should start with individual American citizens who've been the economic victims of security theater. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has discovered an amazing new source of information on how aircraft perform in strange conditions, and it may be in your glove box right now. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.